Welcome to the Fast Foodies, your home for all things fast food. I'm Isaac.
And I'm Sam. If you eat food, then this is the podcast for you, because that's all we talk about.
Get ready for spicy takes and fresh food. Now let's get into it. Hello and welcome to episode number 7 of our podcast.
Yeah, lucky number 7. Woo!
It's a good number. I think it was my like T-ball number in baseball.
You know, that's God's favorite number.
Which means I was God's favorite T-ball player.
You know, it's also not true.
Yeah, I don't actually know where in the Bible that is. Is it in Revelation?
It's nowhere.
It's not in Revelation?
I'm pretty sure there's no verse that says, and then God looked at the number 7 and saw that it was good.
Well, duh. But isn't it like the number of completion or something? I don't know. So it's like, it is cool, but you can't say it's like God's favorite number.
12 is another good one.
I think number 1 is the best number.
Why? It's so lonely.
Because it's number 1, it's on top. So here's the story of why I liked the number 1, and you're not cutting this out. When I was a little kid, I was always the smallest by far. And in the baseball leagues I played in, it always went, the smallest number was the smallest jersey. So being the smallest kid, they always just handed me the smallest jersey, and it was always number 1. And then I just started asking for number 1 when I had the choice, and then it was my favorite number.
Talking about some drinks today, non-alcoholic beverages, to be completely transparent here, fast food drinks.
For sure.
By the way, if you'd like to rank alongside us, go to the description, and we have a link there to the tier maker where you can rank everything that we have here on the show.
Order up, chow down, and let's rank some drinks. All right, so as we said, we're ranking fast food drinks, and you know, a lot of fast food restaurants have their own special drinks that you can only get at that restaurant, and now some of these have expanded to grocery stores because it is a certain branded item like Pepsi, Coke, or Mountain Dew, those types of things. But they are known for the restaurant that they're mostly found at. So we're going to be talking about the specific restaurant that you find each one. So let's start the day off by talking about the Baja Blast at Taco Bell.
The Baja Blast. Man, this is like the fast food drink everybody talks about all the time. They're like, oh, you should try that Baja Blast at Taco Bell? Honestly, overhyped. I'm gonna be honest, okay?
I think it is somewhat slightly overhyped. It is very good, but my problem is I go to Taco Bell usually later than dinner. I'm never there at like lunch. Like, who's going to Taco Bell for lunch? No one. It's dinner or post-dinner snack. So Baja Blast is a Mountain Dew product, and Mountain Dew is known for high caffeine. And so I can't drink Baja Blast if it's like 10 or 11 p.m. because that just means I'm not sleeping that night. So it's the right product. It's delicious, but usually at the wrong time. So I like it, but because it's too much caffeine, I got to put it in Yummy. The drink itself is pretty good, but it's just caffeine. I'm not a huge fan.
Brother, are you telling me that you don't have Taco Bell at lunch like ever? It's a dinner thing for you?
I think I've had Taco Bell at lunch like once or twice in my life. And I was probably like on a road trip with my family.
I feel like that's very uncommon.
Why?
I feel like Taco Bell is just a lunch place. Like, you go there for lunch. Like, who's having tacos for dinner?
If you eat Taco Bell at lunch, you're going to be feeling the effects of it for the rest of the day. And who wants to be like going throughout their day at work or like with hanging out with their friends feeling Taco Bell swirling around their stomach? It's got to be like you eat it at night and then it's like, okay, I'm done with the day. Now I can go rest on the toilet and wait for it to empty before I re-enter society.
Bro doesn't like Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. I'm just speaking the truth that it does something to your stomach, okay?
Yeah, that's why I don't eat Taco Bell anymore.
So where are you going to rank it?
Like I said, I think it's overhyped. I do think the caffeine is actually like a plus if you want it, but they don't have a decaf Baja Blast?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then, I mean, I have to agree with you. You should have the option there if you want. Does Diet Coke have caffeine in it?
I think so.
I guess I'm wrong then.
I mean, you can get decaf Coke, but not at most restaurants. It's like only in the grocery store.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with the drink itself. You just have a problem with when you drink it.
Mostly. But the drink itself is not insane. It's good, but it's not like I'm not going to the grocery store to buy it or anything.
Least reasonable take. I'm putting this in Yummy as well, but I feel like you have an unreasonable take on this.
I just told you the drink itself is just yummy, but okay.
Next up, we have Chick-fil-A Lemonada. Oh, yeah. For all you English speakers out there, that means lemonade in Samuelese.
I'm so glad I don't understand Samuelese. Chick-fil-A lemonade, famous, I think, for being the best fast food lemonade. I like to do this. I'm not foreshadowing anything. And this is just the public opinion, I think, is that Chick-fil-A lemonade is the best lemonade there is. I have heard some arguments for, I don't know, there's like Milo's lemonade, which is like store-bought. I think that's pretty good. But like fast food lemonade, like Minute Maid, that ain't coming close to like Chick-fil-A lemonade. I worked at Chick-fil-A. I saw them make it right before I started working there. They changed from making it like actually out of lemons and everything right there in the restaurant. So now it comes in like a pack where it's like a pouch full of like the lemon squeeze. And then they like dump it with water and sugar.
The lemon juice?
Well, it's like you know, Chick-fil-A lemonade has the pieces of lemon in it. It's got the pulp. And so instead of them having to do all the squeezing and everything in the restaurant, that which took like way too much work. Now they get, it's still fresh, but they get like a pouch of the job's already done in like the factory, but it's still very good.
Do you think this has changed the taste at all?
Maybe slightly, but I think the quality is still there. And I really enjoy it. I had to limit myself on it when I worked there because I could drink as much of it as I wanted. Not good, but it tasted very good. So
where are you putting this?
I am going to put Chick-fil-A lemonade in Scrumptious.
That's right. Let's go. I'm also putting Chick-fil-A lemonade in Scrumptious because like you said, it is the definitive lemonade. Man, it puts all the other lemonades to shame. Minute Maid, nah, man. All those like, little juice boxes and lemonade stands from when you were a kid, they don't even come close to Chick-fil-A's lemonade. I don't know. They must be working some like black magic or like praying over. Probably not black magic at Chick-fil-A.
It's sugar. You should see the amount of sugar they pour in there. So we had this giant container of sugar because I was in the front. We used to have to make the sweet tea. The people in the back made the lemonade. We have like a giant handheld measuring cup and it's like bigger than my hand. And there's a massive container of sugar. And you go in there and you go, you reach in, scoop it up. For the sweet tea, we did like 3/4 of it. For the lemonade, this is like a 5-gallon thing. They did like probably 10 cups of sugar for like a 5-gallon thing of lemonade.
Bro. So it's just like pure sugar.
It's literally pure sugar.
All right. Well, I'm never drinking that again. Like, that's your gross.
Entire day's thing of lemonade in like one medium drink. But that's why it tastes so good.
You just ruined it for me.
My bad. But what you can do, I'm a big Arnold Palmer fan, so honestly, even better than the lemonade, you take half lemonade and then half unsweet tea, and the unsweet tea balances out the sugar. You wouldn't get sweet tea with the lemonade because that's very sugary. So you get unsweet tea and you get the regular lemonade, and that balances out the sugar a little bit and gives you the delicious Arnold Palmer taste.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm not really like an alchemist like you are, so I'm not going to be doing all that. Every time I go to Chick-fil-A, get some lemonade, man. But I'm gonna put Chick-fil-A's lemonade in Scrumptious and reconsider my choices of drinking it ever again because of how much sugar is in there, now that you've told me.
Now, let's move on to another competitor in the chicken space, Chicken Express Sweet Tea.
Sweet. Sweet.
Very sweet tea. Chicken Express has very sweet tea, and everybody knows it.
Yeah. Do they put 10 cups of sugar in there, too?
Bro, they gotta put more than that. It literally tastes like you're drinking sugar water with a little bit of tea flavor. It's insane. I remember the first time I tried it. So sweet tea, we don't really do sweet tea up in Michigan, where I'm originally from. So I moved down here. I go to like this church party thing and they have sweet tea from Chicken Express. I'm like, oh, in Michigan, we called sweet tea like iced tea, but it was never as sweet. And so I try this tea in this gallon. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. It literally blows my taste buds off. I'm like, did I just drink? Like, okay, this is what it reminded me of. Whenever I'd have cereal as a kid, you know, like the not super sugary cereals, like Rice Krispies or like those type of things. I used to pour a bunch of sugar. And when my mom wasn't looking, like I would pour a ton into the bowl of milk and cereal, and then I'd mix it in, and it would taste like pure sugar. So sweet.
Brother.
That's literally what that sweet tea reminds me of, is being a kid and like just being sneaky and pouring all the sugar into the cereal.
Probably not a good thing for you to do.
I don't do it anymore, don't worry. Instead, I just eat Cap'n Crunch in the cafeteria.
Nice, nice. I mean, yeah, it is very, very sweet. I feel like you're just drinking sugar with a side of tea. I mean, would you say that your mind-blowing taste buds experience was a good experience?
I mean, it tasted good, but the description of blowing my taste buds off was not a compliment.
I think I'm gonna have to put them in edible just because, like, if you drink more than one cup of this at a time, you're gonna go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I was thinking yummy, but I might have to agree with you with edible. And edible is not even a good thing in this case. Like, it is edible, but barely. Like, it's enjoyable a little bit, but just because it's so sweet. But then that also makes it barely edible because it's gonna give you diabetes in like one cup. Chicken Express. Diabetes in a cup.
Diabetes tea. All right, next up, my favorite on this list by far, McDonald's Sprite. Now, I know what you're saying. All of you haters will be like, it's just Sprite. What are you talking about? Listen, you have not had the experience of having McDonald's Sprite grace your taste buds at the age of 8 years old, okay?
I literally have had Sprite at 8 years old.
You have, but all these other haters have not. Everybody's saying that it's just Sprite.
It's just Sprite.
It's not just Sprite, man.
That's coming from me. It's just Sprite. We had a lot of McDonald's in Taiwan because it was like a little taste of home. But even McDonald's in Taiwan tasted very different. And the cups there, number one, crazy. Instead of having a straw, they have these little lids that like the front pops open and like clips into the top of the lid. And it just leaves a perfect little hole to drink out of. It's so fantastic for being a fast food lid. And the Sprite in Taiwan did taste really good. So I will give you that at the McDonald's in Taiwan. But I don't think the Sprite here in America, the McDonald's Sprite, is not anything special.
McDonald's Sprite. I swear, man, they'd be blowing bubbles into that because like it's just so bubbly and fizzy.
Okay, but do you think they actually put extra CO2 in there or is it just your imagination?
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. It's a secret. And honestly, I don't want to know. I feel like it's just like, I don't want to have it ruined for me. Like you just ruined Chick-fil-A lemonade.
Man's literally going to drink it next time he goes to Chick-fil-A.
Shut up. So I'm just like, I'm not looking it up ever. In my mind, it will always be that this Sprite is special compared to all the other Sprites.
Okay, where are you going to rank it?
I'm putting it in Scrumptious just behind Chick-fil-A's lemonade.
That's wild for just being Sprite. Sprite, I mean, it's like the go-to soda for me because no caffeine. It's just a solid lemon lime soda, but it's nothing fantastic. So for that reason, I'm putting it in Yummy right behind Taco Bell. Let's move on to Sonic Cherry Limeade. Now, everyone knows Sonic is the place to go for special drinks. Mm. And I think Cherry Limeade is probably their most popular. Where else do you get a Cherry Limeade? Sonic's the only fast food place I can really think of. And it's a solid drink. You ever had it?
I have not ever had it. But all I can think about is mixing the cherry flavor with the lime flavor and thinking about how that can't be good in any way.
Brother, that's literally like an American classic.
What?
Cherry Limeade. Have you never heard of that?
No.
Like Cherry Limeade is a genre of drink in and of itself.
It's a genre of drink?
Yes.
If it was like a movie, it would be like an action movie.
Cherry Limeade, it's like a independent wild film of flavor.
So it's like Parasite from 2019.
Never seen it, but sure. Cherry Limeade has the perfect mixture of, you get the very sweet cherry flavor. Everyone knows cherry is like a very sweet flavor, and the sour of the lime, and you mix them together and it's just fantastic. So it can be a little overpowering at times, and I feel like Sonic sometimes does a little too much, like I don't know, syrup or however they make it. It's sometimes like too much and like too sour. It almost like makes my mouth hurt from sourness, but it is a very solid drink. And for that reason, I'm going to put it in delicious.
On account that I've never had this drink, I can't really like put it too high or too low. But again, I just can't get the thought out of my head that cherry plus lime, that just kind of sounds disgusting.
We got to get you one so you can truly decide.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just imagining the taste in my mouth and it doesn't taste good, man. I'm putting it in Yummy behind the Baja Blast.
That imaginary taste in your mouth is still better than that insanely sweet tea from Chicken Express.
That imaginary taste in my mouth is still better than potentially dying from like clogged arteries.
Full of sugar.
All right, last up, we got another lemonade, but strawberry flavored. It's Wendy's strawberry lemonade. Oh yeah.
Wendy's strawberry lemonade. I feel like most people don't think about Wendy's strawberry lemonade as being a very popular drink, but I think when you go to Wendy's and you see it in that little like turn machine looking thing, it's good. It looks good. And I think it is pretty good, but not to Chick-fil-A standards. It's like, I am a strawberry lemonade fan over regular lemonade, but I don't think they perform quite as well as Chick-fil-A when it comes to the process of making lemonade.
See, I would agree. And especially now that I know about all that sugar in Chick-fil-A's lemonade, man. Oh man. But like strawberry lemonade, honestly, probably my favorite type of lemonade.
It reminds me, okay, this is very off fast food topic, but there's this restaurant called Cheddar's. It's like a middle of the road, kind of expensive restaurant, but not like super fancy. They have strawberry lemonade that actually has strawberries in it. It is so good. I remember getting it as a kid when I was younger. I would just order another cup and then another one because it was addicting. And the actual strawberries were amazing. But Wendy's lemonade, not quite there. And so for that reason, I'm going to put it in Yum. yummy, but behind the Taco Bell Baja Blast and McDonald's Sprite.
I think they have really good lemonade. I think it's...
Actually, I'm changing my opinion. I'm sorry, Sam. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's wild.
It's going in front of McDonald's Sprite because McDonald's Sprite is just Sprite. And I like strawberry lemonade better than Sprite. And so both of them being who they are, lemonade's better.
With strawberry lemonade being my favorite type of lemonade, it's not as good as Chick-fil-A, but it's still up there. I'm going to have to put it in delicious.
Really? Is that the only one in delicious for you?
It is the only one delicious for me.
So better than the Baja Blast.
It's better than the Baja Blast, man. I love my lemonade.
When God made lemons, he must have known we were going to make lemonade.
Man, when God made lemons, he was just like, man.
Wow, that's profound.
When God made lemons, though, he was cooking. Lemons, lemon juice can be used for like invisible ink.
Wait, is it like a sauce?
No.
It's not lem sauce for? lem sauce?
All right, man. It's the wrong episode. And then, of course, you can drink the lemonade. So you have invisible ink. So you have a writing utensil. And you can drink the lemonade. And you can eat the lemon. That's food, drink, and communication all in one fruit.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and there's seeds, so it reproduces.
God was cooking. For real.
Cooking with lemons.
Cooking with lemon juice.
All right. I think that was enough yapping today about lemons and lemonades and drinks, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. We will be back next week with a guest.
Our guest is actually an employee from Provider, which is the food provider for our college campus. And we're going to be talking about chicken tenders.
Yes, we will be. And very sadly, this is actually going to be our last episode next week. We only have 8 episodes in this series. It is for a class, if you didn't know that, but it has been a lot of fun. And we'll probably do a nice little close for next week because it'll be sentimental.
We'll be back though. Season 2 on the way.
Maybe. Maybe.
We gotta do season 2, man. We gotta rank them water bottles. Remember?
Oh, water bottles.
Brahms water on top.
We gotta get our dad on one of the podcast episodes. He's a big fan.
He's a big fan of water?
Well, yes. He is a water connoisseur, just like me. But that's not what I was referring to. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review and just let us know who you are. Well, that sounds scary. Leave us a review. Just let us know where you're watching from, that type of stuff. We really appreciate you listening.
And remember, when life gives you lemons, make some lemonade.
Very original. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to tune in next week for more fast food fun.
This has been the Fast Foodies Podcast,
where taste meets debate.